Today, my dear faithful, is Palm Sunday, and the epistle is taken from St. Paul's Epistle to the Philippians, chapter 2. Brethren, let this mind be in you, which was also in Christ Jesus, who, being in the form of God, thought it not robbery to be equal with God, but abased himself, taking the form of a servant, being made to the likeness of men, and in habit found as a man. He humbled himself, becoming obedient unto death, even the death of the cross. Wherefore God also hath exalted him, and hath given him a name, which is above every name, that in the name of Jesus every knee should bow, of those that are in heaven, on earth, and under the earth, and that every tongue should confess that the Lord Jesus Christ is in the glory of God the Father. And the Holy Gospel, taken from the Gospel of St. Matthew, chapter 21. At that time, when Jesus drew nigh to Jerusalem, and was come to Bethpage and to Mount Olivet, then he sent two disciples, saying to them, Go ye into the village that is over against you, and immediately ye will find a donkey tied and a colt with her. Loose them and bring them to me. And if any man shall say anything to you, say ye that the Lord hath need of them, and forthwith he will let them go. Now all this was done, that the word might be fulfilled, which is spoken by the prophet, saying, Tell ye the daughter of Sion, Behold thy king cometh to thee, meek, and sitting upon a donkey, and a colt, the foal of her that is used to the yoke. And the disciples going did as Jesus commanded, and they brought the donkey and the colt, and laid their garments upon them, and made him sit thereon. And a very great multitude spread their garments in the way, and others cut down boughs from the trees, and strewed them in the way. And the multitudes that went before and that followed cried, saying, Hosanna to the Son of David, blessed is he that cometh in the name of the Lord. Thus far the words of today's Holy Gospel. All this was done that it might be fulfilled which was spoken by the prophet, saying, Tell ye the daughter of Sion, Behold thy king cometh to thee, meek, and riding upon a donkey. Words taken from the proper last gospel of today's Mass. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Today, my dear faithful, we relive the glorious entry of our Lord into Jerusalem. On this day, when our Lord and the apostles were drawing near to the holy city, our Savior stopped and asked the apostles to bring to him a donkey. Jesus Christ then rode the animal into the holy city. Of itself, this may not mean much to us, but to the Jews, it was a tremendous sign. We do not know if they formally recognized it right then, or they simply did exactly what the prophet Zacharias of the Old Testament had prophesied. Rejoice greatly, O daughter of Sion. Shout for joy, O daughter of Jerusalem. Behold, thy king will come to thee, the just and Savior, meek and riding upon a donkey. For 3 years previous, our Lord had become famous for his teachings that stirred the people's hearts, and his miracles that filled them with wonder. His fame had grown even greater when our Savior raised Lazarus to life, after this man had been dead and buried for 4 days. No prophet or judge of the Old Testament had ever worked such an outstanding miracle before. And now, just before a great feast of the Jews, he fulfills this prophecy of the Messiah so literally. And the people responded with full hearts. Hosanna to the Son of David, they cried out, thus calling Christ the Savior, for all knew that other prophecy, that the Messiah would be King David's descendant. The people ran to join in the procession behind him and prepare the way before him. Some scrambled up the palm trees that grew in abundance by the road. Others seized whatever leafy boughs they could find. The palm symbolized the victory to the Jewish people, and they showered him with them because the Messiah that they looked for would achieve victory after victory. And that is why, as the procession moved along, the people waved the palms to and fro and spread them along the way that the donkey might walk upon them. But that was not enough for them. The multitude wanted to do still more. Many took the coats off their own backs to make a carpet for Jesus Christ to ride upon, lest even the beast of burden he rode be dirtied. And all the while, there was our Savior humbly riding through, accepting this tribute from his people. Today, my dear faithful, we take up this same spirit, glorifying Christ as our King. And yet, our faith opens our eyes a good bit wider than those of the Jews, for we celebrate the triumph that is to come through Christ's death on the cross. Holy Mother the Church leads us through this triumph by a number of beautiful ceremonies. First, by blessing the palms, as well as a solemn procession, and also some of the most beautiful hymns of the liturgical year. However, the vestments are the violet of penance, the statues are still veiled, and the flowers are still missing from our altar. Instead of the beautiful flower arrangements that usually adorn our altar, we have the ancient sign of triumph, the plain green palms of victory. The Church then uses the prayers for blessing the palms, which were just recited this morning, going back and forth between awe at the glorious, beneficent conquest of Christ and agonizing at the horrifying cost that he paid in order to earn it. Finally, the Church has us join a procession around the Church, while the sisters sing that sublime hymn, Gloria, Laus, and Hodor. In English, that refrain means, glory, praise, and honor to Christ, Redeemer King. However, when the procession returns to the door of the chapel, we find the doors locked. This represents heaven's gates closed to mankind due to our sins. Then there is a choir outside, representing all mankind, repeating their hymn of praise to the Redeemer, while there is an answering choir inside the chapel, symbolizing the angels and saints of heaven, joining and adoring Jesus Christ. There is hope in these praises, for at the head of the procession, right before the gates of heaven, the doors of the chapel, stands the crucifix carried by the subdeacon. When the time is right, the subdeacon knocks upon the chapel doors with the base of the cross, commanding heaven to be opened through the merits of our Redeemer King. It is a truly magnificent ceremony, but from there we turn to contemplating the immeasurable burden our Savior bore to bring about this triumph. And that is why we read the Passion according to St. Matthew at today's Mass. Through this reading, we witness the betrayal of Judas. The whips of the scourging resound again in our minds and hearts. We catch a glimpse of the thorns buried into our Lord's skull, the cross crushing Christ to the ground. And finally, the God-man raised upon that giant mass of wood to hang and die. What a sorrowful history we poor sinners have. An infinitely good God murdered for our sins, and thus by our hands. What pity we should have for our God. What yearning to repair for the harm done. What love for our suffering Savior. That is what Holy Mother the Church hopes to inspire in our hearts through these magnificent ceremonies of Holy Week, my dear faithful. What a privilege then we have in being one of the few chapels that has the full ceremonies of Holy Week. That this is truly a wonderful gift, which did make it all the more disappointing last year when so few attended these ceremonies. Last year was one of our most sparsely attended Holy Week for many years. What was most disappointing of all was even Good Friday had few attendance. That is the day our God died on the cross for us. When heaven was opened, the devil cast down from his place of power, and mankind delivered from the slavery of sin. Throughout this Holy Week, we should strive our utmost to thank our God for such a gift as this, our salvation. Our hearts must resound with something of today's procession's hymn, Glory, Praise, and Honor to Christ, Redeemer King. That should be every day, but especially during Holy Week, and above all on Good Friday. I urge you then, my dear faithful, if at all possible to you, join us for the Holy Week ceremonies. Show our Lord that you at least do care. Compassionate our Redeemer. Spend this Holy Week following after our Lord. With the help of Holy Mother the Church, remember throughout these following days what really happened. What the Son of God suffered for our sins, and work to comfort the heart of Christ, so tortured and abandoned in our day. May God Almighty bless you. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost, amen.